Many organizations offering services for mental health offered telehealth before COVID-19 hit, but they mostly operated out of an office-like environment. People came to them.
That weekend in March that we knew we had to do something different required everybody being able to log on virtually, everybody being able to have access to a phone, everybody being able to have access to their electronic health record, which luckily we are all electronic and no paper, so that was easy. That is also a big deal.
That's Cindy Volker, Associate CEO of Spectrum Health and Human Services, who says they had a relatively quick turnaround in March, setting up staff with laptops and phones at home. For the most part, they're staying remote now.
We're still doing that, except we probably brought about 25% of our staff back into the office to see people who really need to be seen in person or that we haven't met yet and want to see face to face. So we really had to turn the business upside down pretty quickly.
The Buffalo and Erie County National Alliance on Mental Illness, also known as NAMI, focuses on support groups for families living with mental illness. Executive Director Michelle Brooks says they've pivoted towards offering 5 monthly group meetings through Zoom.
We were in person only able to offer 2 in 2 different locations.
Typically, NAMI has used free or inexpensive spaces like churches and community centers. Meeting online has some cost benefits.
People can join the groups from wherever they live. We've even had people from outside the Buffalo area join in the groups. You know, that has really expanded the opportunity for families who are basically stuck at home to get that support and help navigating services more frequently, and they have more opportunity to.
NAMI's next goal is to have education classes online, but because their staff is made up of what Brooks says is about 2.5 people and is very reliant on volunteers, that will take them just a little bit more time.
There's a positive aspect to this, and we can reach people in the city, in rural areas, people who can't, for physical reasons, attend meetings.
One organization that has their finger on the pulse of Western New York rural residents is the Rural Outreach Center, also known as The Rock. Located in East Aurora, Executive Director Frank Cerny says they've been inundated with people needing assistance. They've added to their staff during this pandemic.
Not so much the people that we regularly see, but a whole new group of people. People who, in fact, a year ago would have been donors, contributors to what we do.
Counseling, play therapy for children, financial guidance. The Rural Outreach Center meets many needs. Almost a third of The Rock's participants come from Cattaraugus County. With The Rock operating out of a tightly spaced large trailer, telehealth became the primary option at the start of the pandemic.
What we're finding with the telehealth is that there are some people who, in fact, are responding better under those circumstances. You know, maybe that they feel more comfortable, secure in their home environment than coming into an office. But there's another whole group of people who either are very reluctant to take advantage of it, and then there are other people that even though we and they struggle to do it, it's simply inadequate. And I think we're kidding ourselves if we think moving forward this is going to be the panacea for addressing mental health issues. Particularly in people in our area, the rural areas, where transportation to get to services is a big issue.
Cerny says they've been fortunate to receive support from the community and individual donors like the Bagula Fund, but to continue addressing the increasing emotional and mental stress of the community, they have to help people obtain their basic needs.
We're not usually a food pantry, but we've been forced to do much more of that. And the reason we chose to do that, one, is there's a need, but also because we can offer a whole bunch of other services. So when people come for food, we can offer other services, and that's been really helpful.
Cerny added there's major broadband issues throughout the area, making it impossible to reach some with a lack of internet access. For now, COVID looks to have permanently pushed mental health providers like The Rock, Spectrum Health, and NAMI to a future hybrid model of remote and in-person meetings. But it's just a piece of the many services still needed. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.